It's interesting that when the kahunas talk about this God force, they always equate it with water. Water flows, water goes here, water has no boundaries. This energy is always thought of as water-like. I spend a lot of time in Hawaii. I spoke with several of the kahunas who had descended from a long line of healers. And I talked to them about healing and how it works. And how come some people have this ability to heal and other people don't? And they explained it to me like this, very intriguing. They said that the life force is really electrical in nature, or water-like in nature. Only water we can see. Electrical still flows the same way, only we just can't see it with our eyes. And this one great kahuna said to me, he said, being able to heal is nothing more than having an energy within you that is stronger than the energy of the person who believes they can't. All you have to do is have that energy be stronger than that. And he said, between your thoughts and any place on your body that you feel needs to be healed, like an ache or a pain or a disease or a boil or a headache or a backache or a cut or just a plain disease process of some kind that is located in a specific place in your body and you know where it is. He said, between your thought and that place in your body, there's a current. And the current is like an electrical current. And he's writing, and I was writing this down. It was so fascinating. And he said, that current has charges. And these charges travel along that current. And between your thought and that place on your body, you can place what they called shadowy substances that will heal that sepsis or that disease or that pain. And the way that it works is that what you place along that current is your will. And your will is in the form of thoughts. And this energy that I'm talking about, this power of attraction, is really the power of your ability to think. It is your thoughts, which are not in the physical world. I mean, you can't get a hold of them. It is the power that you have to think. It is that power. And you can harness that power and place it along, according to these healers, you can place it along this current in the form of these shadowy substances or waves, and you can literally visualize or picture it going from your thought to that place. And you just keep that current filled with the will of healing. And that's, he said, is how it works. And I must say that, you know, some people have given me a lot more credit and so on than I believe that I personally deserve in this area of healing and so on. But when somebody comes to me whose belief in me is stronger than their own disbelief in themselves, I find I can help them. It isn't me, Wayne Dyer, this physical body that is here. It's this energy of knowing that healing is possible and that it's in every one of us and that healing energy is something that all of us have and that by putting your hands on or just convincing somebody or just letting them know that I have such a strong belief in you that you can be healed, that has a tendency to transcend the negativity that is the disease process. And that it isn't some magical faith-healing kind of thing at all. I mean, if you read the work of Bernie Siegel, and if you read Deepak Chopra, and you read Dean Ornish, and many of these people, medical people, who are talking about the mind-body connection, they're really talking about a strong sense of connecting to the chi, or the prana, which is just the energy. It's just another word for that energy, for that God force. And knowing that it's in you, to be able to put along this current, this healing capacity. And kahunas did this. And that's how they worked, as he explained it to me. Now, there's a whole lot of training and so on that goes with it. But I find it very intriguing when I think about this word attraction and being able to attract and this concept of energy. There was a poem by a Sufi poet. His name is Rumi. He lived 1,000 years ago. In what is today Afghanistan. Rumi had a poem that really reflects what I'm talking about here. It's called The Seed Market. I'd like to share it with you as we talk about this energy. He says, can you find another market like this? Where, with one rose, you can buy hundreds of rose gardens? Where for one seed, you get a whole wilderness? For one weak breath, the divine wind? You've been fearful of being absorbed in the ground or drawn up by the air. Now your water bead lets go and drops into the ocean where it came from. It no longer has the form it had, but it's still water. The essence is the same. This giving up is not a repenting, it's a deep honoring of yourself. When the ocean comes to you as a lover, marry at once, quickly, for God's sake. Don't postpone it. Existence has no better gift. No amount of searching will find this. A perfect falcon, for no reason, has landed on your shoulder and become yours. So this force, this healing energy, this invisible attraction that we want to use to bring something into our lives is the same power that you have that allows you to process exactly what I'm saying right this minute. It's almost like you have to do a somersault into the unimaginable. You have to think of yourself as not only having a physical body, but as having an energy body as well. If you take your arm and you stick it out in front of you straight, you'll see there's about however long your arms are, there's that much distance between your trunk and how far out your hand extends. And you move that hand above you and behind you and all around you, that distance is an energy body that is always with you. And the sorcerers talk about this energy body as being something that is assembled around you. And this is a foreign concept to all of you cookie thieves out there. It's a foreign concept. That's already, I can hear you out there listening in your car saying, wait a second, what is he? Is he flipped out? What is he talking about, an energy body? And yet, when you begin to see that this energy body, if someone gets too close to you, if someone is talking to you and they stay about here, you're pretty comfortable, aren't you? It's okay if I stay about an arm's length away. But if I get in here, and if I get in here and begin talking to you, there's a discomfort. And this discomfort is not because you're so fragile, but because the energy body of yours has been broken. The boundary has been broken. And that boundary, according to the kahunas, that invisible energy that surrounds you, the great teachers, the teachers of Castaneda and people like that, Don Juan Matus and the Nagual Julian, these people talked about an assemblage point of energy, that this energy is assembled around you. And where it is assembled around you determines your agreement with reality. And in order to shift your agreement with reality, which is what I'm asking you to do in this program, to shift your agreement with a reality that says, I don't have this divine capacity. I can't tap into that energy. It's not within me. It's out there someplace. It is not me. And as you begin to tap into this, you learn how to shift this assemblage point of energy. And when you can shift that assemblage point somewhere in back of you, when you can just shift it, your perception shifts. It's very much like what happens when you're in a dream. And everything is just as crystal clear as it could be in this dream. You might be composing. You might be writing something. You might be giving a talk. You might, who knows what it is that you're doing. But it's just every word just seems to flow and you just seem to be in harmony. You might be flying. It might be just a perfect moment. And then you wake up and you can't recapture it. And you think, gee, I can only do that when I'm sleeping.